Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 27. Kind of a slow day here, since we spent so much time traveling that we decided that since we're spending three days in Montreal, that we're going to spend one of the days just kind of relaxing in our room. We kind of have quite a lot to catch up on with regards to business stuff too, so we just sat on our laptops most of the day and partly wasted time relaxed, partly emailed and done business with real estate and other things. One of the topics that I saw pop up in a couple of places today, though, was one that's actually going around in quite a lot of different communities and politics and other things in general, which is that there's a lot of camps kind of dividing up. People are breaking up into separate camps, communities, and they are unfortunately turning hostile, where they believe that you have to follow their camp, and if you do not, then you're the evil whatever of the other camp. I mean, this is prevalent, for example, in cryptocurrencies. There are people on the Bitcoin Core, which is the original development team, the Bitcoin development team, and there's a Bitcoin Cash as well as other groups. Bitcoin Cash was the team that split off when they were unsatisfied with the way that Core was doing things. So really, as an investor, because cryptocurrencies are an investment, they're a technology that will make my life and your life better. As an investor, you really should not care which team or group of people you'll have working for you, because all you care about is how well the thing works, how well it serves your purposes, and I guess in a way how well you're treated as a customer too. But there's a lot of people on both sides, although unfortunately on one of them it's a lot more than the other, who believe that if you do not support them, then you are, evil, scammer, disloyal, stupid, all kinds of things that they call you. And that's kind of almost like a cult mentality in a way, where it's like they believe that if the choice that they made was the correct choice, and anybody who decides to not make their choice, whether to go to the other side or even not picking any choice, suggests that their choice may not have been the right one, or that it undermines their choice or their belief in what they picked to be correct, I guess. So, that's really the only reason I can think of that they could be so hostile to anybody else. And we've actually seen a lot of this progress in the rest of our society in over the last decade or more, too. A long time ago, back when we had the 9/11 terrorist attack in U.S., we had the president would come out and say, you're either with us or you're against us. There was a big debate and discussion of, like, you're either supporting this side or you're a terrorist. The idea that there might be like no support for either side was just never came to anybody's head. More recently, we had political groups split off, where we have a political group called Antifa, or Antifa stands for anti-fascist. They broke off and kind of started their own group, where anybody who they disagree with or anybody who disagrees with them is or does not follow their political view, they consider a fascist or a Nazi, which is really ironic considering how fascist actually they themselves are with regards to not allowing any kind of free speech, discussions, or association. And a lot of this is, in a way, kind of a cultish mentality, where people kind of get brainwashed into joining these groups and get told that you are right, you are correct, you are even righteous for belonging to this group for believing the way it does, and you have you're doing good or righteous works when you're disagreeing with anybody else, like the opposite group. And obviously in such a scenario you also need enemies, because you can't just be righteous and do good if you're just doing it all on its own and everybody else is just normal too. So obviously these groups find enemies. So as a country, we have found enemies in terrorists, and some people find them in illegal immigrants. And the more recent political stuff with Antifa, the enemies are Nazis or fascists, or pretty much anybody who does not toe their party line. And that the whole thing even penetrated into some of the sci-fi fandoms as well. There's groups, sci-fi and fantasy, there's groups going around forming in there who are basically calling anybody who is not following them fascist as well. And it's actually tearing up communities in those fandoms too. And the same thing to a point is happening with the forking of the Bitcoin chain as well. I mean, the reason the whole fork happened in the first place was because some people decided that the direction that some of the developers and supporters were taking was not the best one for themselves. It wasn't that they were trying to change it in order to make things worse. It wasn't that they were trying to force their opinion on something else. They basically said, well, we think that this system should evolve in the way that we believe is best for us, and if you will not let it evolve that way, we will just step away and make our own group, which became Bitcoin Cash. And for whatever reason, the old group just became really, really hostile to it, because, again, it challenges their idea that they are correct and they're right. And that's partly, I'm guessing, why so much of the derogatory remarks are calling the Bitcoin Cash fork as scammers, evil, all kinds of terrible things. But you really need to think of yourself, you need to think as an independent investor, like independent thinking in general. So if you look at this whole scenario objectively, as the way that I look at it, for example, is that I don't really have loyalties to a specific person or people at the top of any specific group, because I don't know those people. They're not doing anything for me personally. They're just doing their own thing. So the people who are in charge of Bitcoin Core, they're just doing what they believe is right. And the people who are in charge of Bitcoin Cash are just doing what they believe is right. For me, all I'm doing is just following both to see which one will provide the services that I need the most. Instead of picking a side and then basically dying with it if it goes under, it's much more rational to just take a neutral stance and support both and see which one will provide for you, treat you as a customer better, or provide you a better investment. And I think that's actually applies or should be applied to most things we do in life. Like with politics, we have major arguments between the left and the right. Personally, I don't like either. I just pick things from one side that I like, pick things from the other side that I like, make my own choices, make my own decisions, and stay neutral. And the ironic thing is that that's exactly what Bitcoin was originally intended to do and still does pretty well, which is it lets you step away from systems that control their left or the right and just do your own thing, run your own business, do your own finances, and live your own life completely independent of left or right or any kind of political ideology. And if Bitcoin ends up being taken over by a specific ideology, it allows you to split off and form your own group, which is exactly what happened with Bitcoin Cash. So either way, you can stay neutral indefinitely and in a whole slew of different ways, basically. So, yeah, it's ironic that the roots of the entire system seems to have been forgotten by some of the newcomers who came in to kind of start up this ruckus and start to fight between two fork groups, when the actual fight is between what Bitcoin is supposed to replace and the legacy system. And I guess in a way that's kind of the same with a lot of the other issues, divisions too. Like, you probably notice a lot of Antifa groups are some of the younger people. You probably noticed a lot of, well, actually, I guess it doesn't really apply to the whole terrorism thing because it's typically the older, the older bigoted types who are, was that, but it's, at least in a lot of the groups, associations, fandoms, and other things that I've been involved in, it seems that a group forms for a specific purpose, and then a bunch of new people come in, and they decide that they need a common enemy, they need to be fighting a righteous goal, and shit just basically hits the fan. Unfortunately, I don't really know how to resolve these kind of issues. I mean, maybe ignore them, maybe not. I know historically that when things were ignored, sometimes these groups actually ended up taking over and gaining quite a lot of power because they do prey on populism, and they do generally have a populist move behind them, which unfortunately also means that they attract a lot of what are have been called useful idiots. And useful idiots in large groups are a pretty dangerous thing. But, I don't know, just something to think about. Key is, always assume that if there's a group, there's especially a group as a leader where people really, really worship the leader, that that group is a cult. Assume that if you are in such a group, you're probably in a cult. And always try to think independently. Because it's okay to take sides, but don't be totally loyal to a specific side because you never really know whether what you know is everything there is to know about that side. Hedge your bets, think for yourself, and stay out of cults.